亲爱的朋友，弟兄姊妹们，你们好，这里是大卫弟兄。今天的节目里，我们要继续跟您播放爱德华·米勒牧师一系列的信息，讲到耶稣显明神。今天的题目是他平静风和海，显明耶稣他就是神自己，他也能够拯救我们的灵魂。让我们一起来分享。
Lord, that you'll manifest your, once more, your presence and your love.
主，我求你再次的彰显你的同在和你的爱。
Let us understand a little bit more about this wonderful God that made this beautiful earth.
让我们能够更多的明白这位创造奇妙宇宙的主。
To learn to know who he is and how he works.
来学习他是谁，他是怎么样做工的。
And Lord, let your Spirit speak to hearts.
主，让你的圣灵对我们的心说话。
Because you are Spirit, and you're able to be with us,
因为你是灵
with your church at any place, at any time, all the time.
你能够跟你的教会在一起，不管是任何时候，随时都在一起。
So Father, I ask that you will, through your word, you will speak to us.
所以父，我求你借着你的话语来对我们说话。
Cause us to know your ways.
求你使我们认识你的道。
We just know our own ways.
我们只知道自己的道。
But we want to know your ways.
但是我们想要认识你的道。
Because when we know your ways, then we can better know you.
因为当我们认识了你的道，我们就能够更认识你。
And so, Lord, if we look into the life that you lived on earth.
所以主，当我们来看你在世上过的生活。
When you came to live with us.
当你来跟我们生活在一起的时候。
Learn to know our world.
让我们学习去认识我们的世界。
Learn to live our life.
也学习过我们的生活。
Eat our food.
你吃了我们的食物。
Walk with us in the everyday workings of life.
你在日常生活工作的每一天与我们同行。
You had a job.
你有工作。
You ran a business.
你有事业。
And yet, you were only a visitor to our earth.
然而你在我们这世上只是访客。
The only visitor from outside space that ever came to this earth.
是唯一来到这世上的外太空的访客。
And lived here.
而且住在这里。
But you were such a wonderful one.
但是你是何等奇妙的一位。
You did such extraordinary things.
你做了非常不寻常的事情。
It, one minute it looked like you were just a man.
一分钟前你看起来像一个人
eating and sleeping and walking and talking like everybody else
吃饭睡觉就像其他的人一样
and then
然后
in another minute
过了一分钟
they just looked at you in amazement
人们就非常惊奇地看着你
who is this man
这个人是谁呀
who is this man
这个人是谁呀
and Lord I ask you to this evening thatYou let that question come into our hearts more and more.
主，今天晚上我恳求你让这个问题越来越进到我们的心里。他是谁？
Such a wonderful one.
这么奇妙的一位。
So different from everybody else.
跟其他任何人都不一样。
Cause us to know who he is.
求你使我们认识他是谁。
Cause us to understand.
使我们明白。
What an extraordinary thing happened when you came to this earth.
明白当你来到世上的时候何等不寻常的事情发生。求你开我们的心窍。
And let us realize that even though you are returned to your father, yet you came back in spirit and can hear us when we talk to you.
让我们明白虽然你回到你的父那里去但是你的灵来到这里。
And you watch over us.
你能够听到而且你看顾着我们。
And watch over our lives.
你看顾着我们的生命。
But not as a spy.
但是不是像间谍一样。
As a father.
而是像父亲一样。
In grace and love and mercy.
带着爱跟怜悯恩典。
So cause us to know you, Lord.
所以主求你使我们认识你。
To know your ways.
认识你的道。
I ask in Jesus' name.
我奉耶稣的名求。
Well, we looked last week at this centurion. It had such great faith.
我们上礼拜看了那位有很大信心的百夫长。
And he came to Jesus.
他到耶稣的面前来。
That's a good place to come when things go wrong.
当事情出了差错的时候，能够到那个地方是很好的。
In fact, it's not a bad place to come when things go right.
当事情进行的顺利了，去那个地方也不错。
But when this man's servant was sick, he came to Jesus.
但是当这个人的仆人病的时候，他就到耶稣的面前。
And there's lots of wonderful things in that story.
在那故事里面有很多奇妙的事情。
One thing I think is extraordinary that though he was a wealthy man,
我想其中有一点很不寻常的，就是虽然他是一个
proud man,
很有钱的人，是很骄傲的人。
Being high in the military,
他在军队里面有高的职位。
Yet he really cared for his servant.
然而他真正关心他的仆人。
And he went all the way to see Jesus just for his servant.
他大老远的去找耶稣，只为了他的仆人。
And he had this amazing faith.
他有这么惊人的信心。
But he didn't use it for himself.
但是他不是为自己用的。
He wasn't trying to get anything from God.
他不是自己试着要从神得着任何东西。
He went for his friend.
他是为他的朋友去的。
A servant, a slave that some way had found his way into the affection.Of his master.
这位仆人或说奴隶，他得着了主人的感情。
And he cared enough for him to go find Jesus to try and find some help for him.
所以这位主人是这么的在乎仆人，所以就到耶稣那里去，想要帮助他。
And even though he wasn't at that time, he wasn't a, what we would call a Christian. He wasn't a church member.
虽然当时不是他不是我们所称的基督徒或说教会的会友。
But Jesus heard him anyway.
但是不管怎么样，耶稣还是垂听了他。
And I think one reason he did.
我想他垂听的原因的
是。Not only he had such amazing faith.
不是因为这个百夫长的信心是这么的惊人。
But he came for somebody else.
而是他是为别人来的。
He was a caring person.
他是一个关怀的人。
He was a person with compassion, in spite of the fact he was a soldier.
虽然他是个军人，但是他还是充满了怜悯。
And Jesus was very compassionate.
耶稣也是很有怜悯的。
And so he recognized this in this officer of the army.
所以耶稣就在这位军队的官的身上看到了这一点。
But tonight we're going to look at the next story.
今天晚上我们要来看下一个故事。
It's in Matthew.
在马太福音。
And we're looking to find out.Who this God is that we're worshiping?
我们要来找的就是看我们所拜的这位神是谁。
Through the things that he did when he was here.
借着他在世上所做的事情。
So we're going to read chapter 8 of Matthew.
我们要来读马太福音第八章。
Verse 23.
从第二十三节开始。
To verse 26, including 26.
23节我们一直看到第26节。耶稣上了船，门徒跟着他，海里忽然起了暴风，甚至船被波浪掩盖，耶稣却睡着了。门徒来叫醒了他，说，主啊，救我们，我们丧命了。耶稣说，你们这小信的人啊，为什么胆怯呢？于是起来斥责风和海，风和海就大大的平静了。
Now, as I said before,
我以前说过,
this Jesus was the most extraordinary person.
这位耶稣是非常不寻常的人。
People didn't know it.
人们不知道的。
But it was God himself, the Son of God came and lived in a human body, so to, shall I say, as a masquerade, shall I say, as a way of covering himself so they wouldn't know who he was.
就像是神，就是神自己，他来了，他活在人的身体里面，就好像是一个面具，或者说是一个遮盖，让人们不会知道他是谁。
Several times in history.
在历史上有过几次。
A time or two in China, I understand.
据我所知，在中国也有过一两次。
The emperors have dressed in just servant clothes.
皇帝也穿上了仆人的衣服。
And gone out and talked with people.
就出去跟人们谈话。
Just to see what people are doing and saying.
单单就是要来看人们在做什么，在说什么。
And more than once, kings have done that.
不止一次，王做过这样的事情。
So they're not always listening to their counselor, but want to go out and hear what they're saying out there.
所以他们不会总是听自己的谋士讲的话，而是会到外面去看那些人到底在说些什么。
Well, of course, they have to do that in a masquerade.
当然，他们这样出去的时候必须是伪装的。
Covered up so they won't know who they are.
必须都把自己给遮盖起来了，好让别人认不出他们是谁。
And Jesus didn't come as the Lord of glory.
耶稣来的时候并不是像荣耀的主来的。
He came in a human body.
他来带着人的身体来的。
We all have a spirit.
我们都有灵。
But the body, that body had a different spirit in him. He had the spirit of the Son of God.
但是那个身体有一个不同的灵，就是有神儿子的灵。
And he proved it.
而且他证明了。
But it's the most extraordinary thing, really.
但是这是非常不寻常的事情。
Because it wasn't an ordinary king, it wasn't an ordinary emperor.
因为这位不是普通的王，也不是普通的皇帝。
This one was from another world.
这位是从另外一个世界来的。
We like to think of people coming from other world.
我们会喜欢想有人从别的世界来。
You probably have all seen pictures of some kind of Martians.
你们或许都会看过有一些这样子的图画。
As some artist tried to imagine it.
就是有一些艺术家去想象的。
Or some Superman that came from some other planet.
或说有一些超人从其他的星球来的。
And had special powers.
他们有特别的能力。
And could do special things.
能够做特别的事情。
We all like to think of things like that.
我们都喜欢想象这类的东西。
In our imaginations.
在我们的想象中。
But this time it wasn't imagination. It was real.
但这一次不是想象的，是真的。
And it would do different things all of a sudden.
他会忽然间做一些不同的事情。
And this is one of those times.
这就是这样子的时候。
These people were fishermen.
那些人是渔夫。
And they were used to being on the sea.
他们很习惯在海上。
And in that particular sea, actually, it's a lake, but it's a very big lake.
其实那个海是一个很大的，是一个湖，是很大的湖。
So they call it a sea.
所以他们把那称为海。
And it's situated in a place.
那个海在某一个地方。
Actually, it's one of the lowest places on earth.
事实上是世界最低的地方之一。
It's in the Lake of Galilee.
那是在加利利海。加利利湖。
I remember driving away from the ocean.
我记得曾经开车离开海。
Going towards Galilee.
朝着加利利去。
And I was up in the mountains.
我那个时候在山上。
And several meters above this ocean.
在海面上几公尺。
And we started down and we looked down into the valley. Way down there was a lake shimmering way off.
我们往下看，看到那个地方，往下很低的地方，哦，在谷里面有一个湖。
Maybe 20-30 miles.
差不多离我们有二三十
米。And way down below us.
而且在我们下面很低的地方。
We were driving along on this mountain, slowly going down.
我们在山上开始渐渐的往下走。
And I passed the most extraordinary sign.
我经过了一个非常特别的标志，我就停下来了。
It took me a while to understand what it meant.
我过了一会儿才明白那个标志上写的是什么意思。因为我们那时候在山上。
Here was a lake below me.
下面是一个湖。
There was a sign that said sea level.
这个牌子就写着海平面。
Yeah, sea level.
海平面。
What do you mean sea level?
海平面是什么意思？
Well, here we're up in the mountains, and here's this lake over here.
我们在山上啊，下面是海啊。
It took me quite a while to realize.
我过了好一阵子才明白。
That lake was way, way, way below sea level.
那个湖在海平面下面很远很远的地方。
The mountains were between that lake and the sea, at that lake and the ocean.
那个山是在海跟那湖之间的。
So it was way down there.
所以是在下面很低的地方。
If I remember right, about 1,000 feet.
如果我记得对的话，差不多1,000尺。
We had quite a ways to go down before we reached it.
我们要到那边还走了好长一段路。
And because of that,
因为这样子
，winds come out of the ocean, come over over the mountain range.
风来了，从海上来，越过了山系。
And then here's this big valley way down.
然后有一个很低的谷在下面。
And I come forward, and just like when you go down here,
zoom. 所以就风就像你要往下走上一样，会这样有很大的风。
Some pretty heavy winds can come just all of a sudden when the winds change and come instead from the shore to the sea, from the sea to the shore, and comes over that mountaintop and rushes down.
风有很可能突然间一下就来了，从岸边到海上，从海上又到了岸边，然后冲过了那个山往下走了。
And in 15-20 minutes, that lake can get very stormy, big waves.
15-20 minutes 内，那个海面上就会起了很大的风浪。
I know, because I've seen it.
我知道，因为我看见过。
And it gets real stormy.
会变得风浪大作。
And so that's what happened.
所以这就是那时候发生的事情。
There's a great tempest.
有一个很大的暴风浪起了。
And he must have been very tired.
耶稣那个时候一定很累。
And he must have been very, very calm.
他一定是非常非常的安静。
He wasn't stressed out.
他没有在一个地方让他觉得说非常的有压力。
Because imagine being in a storm in the ocean, in a small sea actually.
你想想看，如果在海上。
The boat pitching about every way.
如果起了一个风浪，然后这个船到处
waves coming over the boat,
到处船一直在那边摇晃着
drenching everything,
啊，那个啊，浪打到了船里面，让一些东西都湿掉了。
And he's asleep.
而他却睡着了。
I couldn't sleep like that, could you?
如果是你的话，在那样的情况下，你睡不了的，对不对
？The disciples, those with him, they were scared.
那些跟他在一起的人都很害怕。
They were fishermen.
他们是渔夫。
But this was an extra bad wind.
但是这个风是坏的不得了的。
And they were thinking.I can't swim out of this one.
他们在想说这样子的风我一定游泳都游不出去了。
And they keep looking at Jesus.
他们就不断地看耶稣。
He's sleeping.
他却在睡觉。
And the waves and the waves and tossing and the wind whistling and sleeping.
而风浪却不断地打的不断地摇晃的耶稣却睡着了。
They held it as long as they could.
他们就在那边尽量的忍耐，然后呢，就去把耶稣叫醒。
Lord, save us!
主啊，救我们。
Well, at least they went the right place, didn't they?
至少他们去了对的地方。
In a storm like that, that's about the only thing you can do unless you want to swim a long swim.
在暴风雨中，那是你所能够做的最好的事情，除非你想要有一个很长的游泳。
The lake is 8 miles across.
那个湖它是八里。
About 20 miles long.
哦，它可以横过来是八里，然后长度是20里。
So that's going to be a long swim.
他们正在当中，所以如果要游泳的话，要游很长。
I don't know if they had any idea how he would save them.
我不晓得他们知不知道耶稣要怎么样来救他们。
I mean, what can one man do?
一个人能做什么呢
？There were 12 of them, and they couldn't do anything.
门徒有12个人，什么办法都没有。
And it's a very interesting situation that they even thought he could do something about it.
那情况很有意思，就是他们想说耶稣对这个情况有办法。
But they had seen him do so many wonderful things, they thought, well, maybe he can save us.
他们看过耶稣行很多奇妙的事情，就想或许这次耶稣能够救我们。
But what he did was more wonderful than they expected.
但是耶稣所做的比他们所期待的更奇妙。
That wind had a power of evil behind it.
那个风背后有一个邪恶的势力。
Scripture say that the devil is the prince and the power of the air.
圣经有讲到说魔鬼是在空中执政掌权的。
He wanted to kill these people.
他想要杀死这些人。
He wanted to put the whole boat on the bottom of the sea.
他想要让整只船都沉到海底去。
Because Jesus was on board.
因为耶稣正在船上。
And here's a chance to get rid of all of them.
他自说有机会能够把这些人全部都除掉。
So he took advantage of the natural situation.
所以他就利用了这个天然的情况。
Almost every afternoon there's a wind comes up, sometimes more, sometimes less.
几乎每天下午都会有风起来了，有时候比较厉害，有时候比较轻。
Fishermen.
但是这些是很老练的渔夫。
They've been on that lake all their life.
他们一生都在那个湖面上。
And they were scared.
他们都害怕了。
So it must have been a pretty heavy storm.
所以那个风一定非常厉害。
And what's he going to do?
那他要怎么办呢？
And he got up.
他起来。
And looked around and saw this storm.
到处看看，看到这个暴风浪。
And did a strange thing.
他做了很奇怪的事情。
He rebuked the wind.
他斥责风。
Now you don't rebuke things that aren't animate.
不是动物类的东西，没有生命的东西，你不会去斥责。
A person.
你可能去斥责一个人。
A mother can rebuke her child.
做妈妈的可以去斥责孩子。
A man can rebuke his employee.
人能够斥责他的手下。
But he rebuked the wind.
但是他斥责风。
He recognized there's an evil person behind it.
他察觉在这背后有一个邪恶的势力。
So he rebuked it.
所以他就斥责了。
It doesn't tell us what he said.
这里没有告诉我们他说了什么。
I can understand the tone of his voice when you rebuke somebody.
我可以想象，当你斥责一个人的时候，你的声音是什么样子的语调
？It was nice and kindly and saying, "Well, how do you do, Mister?"
不是很好的，很和善的说，某某先生你好吗
？It wasn't sweet and honey how a man greets his novia, his girlfriend.
也不是像一个人跟他女朋友打招呼的时候是非常甜蜜的。
But it was a rebuke.
而是一个斥责。
Now, how can the wind hear you when you talk when it's making all the noise?
当你讲话，而且旁边有很多噪音的时候，风怎么可能听见你呢？
And another question, where does the wind have its ears?
另外一个问题，风哪里有耳朵呢？
I know where mine are. I can see yours, some of you.
我可以看到，我知道我有耳朵，我也看到你们的有些人的耳朵。
Some I don't know what's under the hair.
有些人我不晓得你头发下是什么东西。
He talked to the wind.
但是他对风讲话。
And he told it what to do.
告诉风要做什么。
And he rebuked it for behaving itself like that.
而且他斥责风有那样子的行为。
And told it, shut up and be still.
叫他闭嘴，安静下来。
And it all stopped.
一切都停止了。
Right in the middle of its blow.
就在吹的当中。
Stopped.
停止了。
Well, now, after the stormy wind stopped, the waves don't stop. They've been pushed, and they'll be going for quite a while.
当风停止的话，通常浪不会马上停止，还会再。
If the wind stops, the water keeps going.
再进行一阵子，即使风停止了，水还是会在动的。
But he looked down at the water and says, "Be still."
但是他看着海说，静止了。
And it stopped.
海也停下来了。
Those men looked at him.
这些人看着他。
They didn't know what to say.
不晓得要说什么。
And they finally said this.
他们终于说了这样子的话。
They marveled.
众人都稀奇。
What manner of man is this?
说这是怎样的人啊？
Who is this?
这是谁呀？
Who is he?
他是谁？
The winds obey him.
风也听从了他。
The oceans obey him.
海也听从了他。
Who is he?
他是谁?
They wouldn't obey the emperor of China.
他们不会听中国皇帝的话。
They just blow all the harder.
他们会吹得更厉害的。
They wouldn't listen to the president of the United States.
他们也不会听美国总统的话的。
They just laugh.
他们只会笑。
The waves would dance more.
风会更在那边跳舞。
Who is he?
他是谁啊?
And they marveled.
他们都惊奇。
He wasn't just a carpenter.
他不是只是一个木匠而已。
He wasn't just a friend.
他也不是只是一位朋友。
Who was he?
他是谁?
Who is he?
他是谁?
You see, he came to earth all right.
是的，他来到世上。
And he lived like anybody else.
他过的生活像任何人一样。
He was sleeping.
他在睡觉。
Like anybody else.
就跟其他的人一样。
Well, not quite.
不太一样。
Anybody else wouldn't sleep when they're getting half drowned with the wind and rain.
任何人在风浪中已经快要淹死的时候是不会睡觉的。
But he could sleep like anybody else.
但是他能够像其他的人一样睡觉。
And he could walk and talk and at times get tired and all those things.
他能够走路讲话也会累这一类的事情。
But he could talk to the wind and the wind would hear him and the wind would do what he told it to.
但是他能够跟风讲话，风会听他的，而且会照着他所说的做。
Now how is that?
这个怎么样呢？
And the water.
还有水。
He is told to be still, and it just like a little, just like a smooth as a linoleum floor in your kitchen.
他叫水静下来，水就静止了，就像是你厨房里面的地板一样的平。
Nice and glossy.
是很好的，是很亮光的。
How could he do it?
他是怎么样能够做到的呢？
And even if we know he was God, they weren't sure at that time. It's all pretty new for them.
其实我们知道他是神，但是在那个时候对他们来讲，
we know
他不知道他们知道很新。我们知道那是神在肉身中。
But even if we know that,
我们知道。
How did he do it?
他怎么做的呢？
I still don't know.
我还是不晓得。
But he was working with higher powers than we know anything about.
但是他是带着很高的能力在做工，而这个能力是我们一无所知的。
He was living in a dimension that we don't know anything about.
他活在一个领域里面，我们对那领域一无所知。
He had a relationship with something that we don't know anything about.
他跟某些东西有关系，是我们一无所知的。
He could talk to nature.
他能够对大自然说话。
Another time he talked to the fishes.
还有另外一次他对鱼说话。
He told them to go over there and get in Peter's net.
告他们去那里到彼得的网子里去。
But how could he do it?
可是他是怎么能够这样做呢?
He was more than just a man.
他不只是一个人而已。
He was more than just a man.
他不只是一个普通的人。
He was fully a man.
他是完全的人。
He wasn't a spirit.
他不是个灵。
He would walk, he would eat, he would drink.
他会走路，他会吃饭。
He would go through all the things that we humans go through.
他会有我们人所做的一切的事情。
But he was more than a man.
但是他远超过人。
And...The disciples had already begun to suspicion this.
门徒早就开始起疑心了。
When they saw him heal the leper,
当他们看到耶稣医好麻风病人。
And when they saw him heal that centurion's servant when he was way off someplace,
当他们看到百夫长的仆人还在远处，耶稣就医好了他。
They knew it was certainly wasn't ordinary.
他们知道当然耶稣不是普通人
But this experience,
但是这个经历
more than any other experience,
远超过其他任何的经历
left them with their mouths hanging open,
让他们的嘴巴张得大大
stunned,
目瞪口呆
marveling,
非常的吃惊
And what are you going to do? What are you going to say?
我们要做什么呢要说什么呢他是怎么做成的呢
Who is he?
他是谁
How can he?
他怎么能够做到呢
He's flesh, he's blood.
他是肉啊，他有血。
Normal.
他是正常人啊。
How? They never did answer it.
他们没有答案。
But one day when he was talking, he said, "Who do people say I am?"
但是有一天他在跟他们讲话说，人说我是谁呢
？Peter said, "I know who you are."
彼得说，我知道你是谁。你知道啊。
You're the Messiah. You're the Son of the Most High God.
你是弥赛亚，你是永生神的，你至高神的儿子。
He began to understand who he was.
他开始明白耶稣是谁了。
He was well hidden.
他藏得很好。
Only one time he kind of opened himself up on the Mount of Transfiguration. It's like he took and opened it all up and then closed it again.
只有一次在变相山上，他好像是把他的衣服就这样给揭开来了，敞开来了，然后又再盖起来。
Glory, a radiance, a power, a something that just knocked him out.
他们那些门徒看到了一个能力看到了光就把他们通通给击倒了、
like、
就像是睡着了一样
In fact, they thought they fell asleep, but you can't fall asleep when something like that's going on
他们以为自己睡着了但是像那样的事情在进行的时候你是不可能睡着的
and they began to realize
他们开始体认到
This is not just a man
这不是只是一个人而已
This is not even a superman
这甚至不是超人
This is not a Martian
不是从土星来火星来的
Who is he?
他是谁
He's the son of God
他是神的儿子
How could he talk to nature?
他怎么可能跟大自然说话呢
Not even a Martian could do that
甚至火星人都不可能这样做
Unless he was the one that made it
除非那是他造的
He made it all
他创造一切
He knew everything about it
他知道这个的一切
He knew how to give it orders
他知道怎么样下命令
He knew how to tell it where to stop and where to start
他知道告诉东西怎么什么时候开始什么时候结束